2020 may seem like a crazy time to take on a new project or venture, but for some of us, especially in Detroit, there may never have been a more important time. This month marked the launch of a new journalism project to cover the city of Detroit in a way that it has not been covered in a very long time, maybe if ever. With us now is Stephen Henderson. You know him as a longtime voice in the region's journalism, including his hosting of Detroit Today on WDET. He's now also the executive editor of a new project called Bridge Detroit. Stephen, longtime listener, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me, April.
And also with us is a voice I know you know, Bryce Huffman, a reporter for Bridge Detroit. We are proud to say we knew him when he was Michigan Radio's West Michigan correspondent. Bryce, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Stephen, can we start out by talking about the void in city news coverage that Bridge Detroit is seeking to fill?
Sure. I think there are two voids that that we're looking to fill. One is what I would call the void of responsive journalism, journalism that's driven by the people who live and work and exist in the city, identifying for themselves what things are challenging them, what issues they have, what troubles they have, living the civic lives that that each of us kind of aspires to live here. Most journalism is driven by the journalists who decide what stories are important and what things they ought to be doing. Bridge Detroit is really convened around the idea of flipping that model on its head and saying, why don't we talk to Detroiters and ask them what is going on in their lives, what issues they need to know more about, and build the newsroom and our work around that. The other void, I think, that we really fill here is the void of Detroiters themselves telling these stories in from the journalism standpoint. And so the newsroom at Bridge Detroit is reflective of the majority population here in the city of Detroit, which is mostly African-American and Latinx. And I don't know that in the 30 years that I've been involved in journalism, I've ever been part of a newsroom that did reflect the population where I was as much as Bridge Detroit does. And so in both of those ways, we are venturing out into somewhat new territory.
You know, the names that we see on the reporting staff include some names who are newer journalists, like you, Bryce, and some people who've been around the city a long time, like Luis. I wondered, Stephen, you spent 30 years in the business, and you've certainly been on hiring committees all those times. What do you have to say about the lack of representation that we've seen in so many newsrooms over time?
You know, as you say, I've been in any number of newsrooms, and I've been in roles in a lot of them where I was in positions to hire people. And we were always talking about diversity. I mean, my entire career in journalism, that has been a major buzzword in newsrooms. We've got to focus on diversity. We've got to have a more diverse staff. We've got to reflect the population wherever it is that we were doing journalism. And there were a lot of efforts put into that. It has never reached the point that it should have, though. And I think there is something about saying this is the thing instead of just one of the things that we want to focus on that makes it easier to accomplish the goal. I mean, we never hesitated when we started to build the idea of Bridge Detroit. To say this will be reflective of the population and we will do what is necessary to find the people to do those roles and make sure that we're making the right kinds of decisions. The other thing I would say that's really important about that is we don't have to compromise on quality or experience or skill in any way to fulfill that mission. If you look at this staff that we have put together, it's rock stars. I mean, these are people who are doing amazing work already where they are and coming to join us. So we didn't come a bit off of that really high standard of quality that I have always employed in my work in order to fulfill that diversity mandate. I think it's a lesson for newsrooms all over the place about how we can accomplish this goal that we have been talking about for 30 years or more.
Bryce, you grew up in Detroit. These twin voids that Stephen's been talking about, how would you say they shape what people understand of the city and its stories?
Well, that's an interesting question. Growing up in the city, and I grew up reading the Freep, and I grew up reading the news, and I grew up, you know, watching news on TV, and it was always weird to me, and I guess I didn't realize this until I got a little bit older and maybe got to high school, but it was like our stories were always being told through the eyes of someone who wasn't from there. All the important Detroit stories were covered through this lens of like, oh, these poor Detroiters, these people need help. And, you know, that's true in some cases and for some stories. But I think a lot of what gets lost in translation is when you're from the city, you see the stories as a resilience story. You see it as a continued narrative of Detroiters battling through tough situations and always making it through the other side. And that's just something you don't really see in the coverage when the person who's telling the story isn't from here.
Stephen, as an editor, can you think of a kind of story that either just goes missed by newspapers and news organizations if they don't have the staff that doesn't reflect the city's population, or maybe a nuance to a story that gets overlooked?
You know, I think it is about the nuance. It is about seeing the story from the perspective of the people who are being written about or whose issues are being written about. You know, already at Bridge Detroit, I think we have some really key examples of that kind of storytelling. We have a photo story up right now. That is by Orlando Bailey, who is our engagement director. He grew up in the city and has put up a photo story about the schools that he went to here in the city of Detroit. He went to a lot of different schools. He went out, took pictures of all of them, and has written an essay about the influence that each of those schools had on him and the influence that they had on the sort of trajectory of his life. If you're not from here, I think, of course, that's an impossible story to tell. It's also an impossible thing for somebody who is from here, who's not in the media, to tell that story in the way that a journalist can. And so by hiring journalists who are also from the city of Detroit and have those experiences, I think we make possible a kind of storytelling that we just don't see enough of in other media. It's not that other media doesn't cover schools or community or education as a subject. It's that they're not able to tell the story in the way that somebody who's from here can.
Bryce, if it's not asking you to tip your hand too much, what kind of stories are you looking forward to covering with Bridge Detroit?
I'm really looking forward to answering questions for people who might not already be that engaged in city politics or in city affairs. I know a lot of people in the city personally who always feel that they are left out of the process when decisions get made on a grand scale. And I really just want to tell those stories and help people really feel like they matter to the city.
You're coming back to Detroit from Grand Rapids, as we mentioned. What are some big differences in the kind of things that you're going to get to report on?
I think in Grand Rapids, and I love this city. It's, you know, been the place where I really started my real journalism career. But the differences you see are Grand Rapids is a city that functions really with the Dutch Christian Reform community like as the priority. In a lot of spaces. And in Detroit, a city that's overwhelmingly black, and, you know, a lot of people live in poverty, you are taking a look at issues from just a completely different lens. So I think the big difference is I'll be doing stories from a community level for people who feel like they've been completely left out. As where in Grand Rapids, you know, I had a few stories about people who might have been left out of the process, but really A lot of those stories were about people who were already civically engaged and already going to city commission meetings and already very active in politics in their community. So I think one of the big differences is I'll just be talking to people who might not be caught up to speed quite as much, but are probably going to be eager to learn and hopefully will become engaged over time.
Guys, thank you very much for being here. We can't wait to see more of what you're doing. We know you're going to make us all better and more informed.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. And we look forward to trying to forge some partnerships with Michigan Radio. That's another big part of Bridge Detroit is collaborative journalism.
Awesome. Stephen Henderson is the executive editor of Bridge Detroit, which is online right now at bridgedetroit.com. We've also been talking with Bryce Huffman, who is a reporter for Bridge Detroit. He's a former Michigan radio guy. You can still hear his podcast, Same, Same, Different.